The projections of Auburn's schedule are out, and the pathway to a winning season is very clear.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. ESPN's FPI prediction machine, or whatever the heck you want to call it, has predicted all the percentage chance of Auburn to win or lose every game on their schedule. We're going to walk through the pathway to a winning season, and then what defines an okay season, and then how do you get to a better season? We're going to talk about that. Auburn has more players signed with Nike, even a recruit, a commit. We're going to talk about that as well. And then we're going to give away our award for Jack Arse of the Week. Let's jump in. ESPN's FPI, we've been talking about FPI for a month. And that's like they released tidbits of it at a time. You had the power ranking, which Auburn came in at, like, I think number 22, which the idea of a power ranking is strange in and of itself, because it's not really like a projection of like where they think you're going to finish. It's just at this point in time, how bad you'd beat an average team at a neutral site. Well, they take those same, data points and things like that, and they run it through, and they've projected Auburn's entire schedule, and this is kind of how it shakes out. You can see you got your most favored games that Auburn could win on the left, and the least favored games to win on the right. If you're listening, I'll walk you through it. You got Samford. I'm going to start from most percent chance to win to least percent chance to win on the favored side, and then we'll talk about the least favored side. So you got Samford, Southern Miss, Arkansas, Baylor, who's ahead of Mississippi State, and Vanderbilt, and then it rounds out at Florida with just – the slight edge against Florida. I don't necessarily disagree with any of those. Like, I feel like those are the seven games that you got to win. And then you switch over to the least favored, starting from the least favored. Is that how you say it? The highest percentage least favored. So the closest to the chance that we could possibly win the game. You start with Tennessee, LSU, Ole Miss, Alabama, and Georgia. Again, I don't think I disagree with those either. So the pathway to right there, that's 7-5. If you were to win all of the games that you are projected to win, that's 7-5 right there. And I think a lot of people would be happy with that. And I don't know that I would necessarily be upset with it. The only problem is, once again, you lose every single game that you're not expected to win. And to me, where Auburn gets over the hump is not necessarily winning the games you're supposed to win, which that's great, but you got to start knocking some folks off. You got to start going into some people's houses and tearing things up. You got to start going in as a 6 or 7 point underdog and coming out and beating somebody's tail and winning by 10. And I don't know that with the way college football is today, I don't know that time is what helps you get to that point. More time anymore is what helps you get to that point. You got to put together a good roster one way or another in an offseason. And then you got to go out there and you got a game plan. You got to have a good plan. You got to execute. It's that simple. To me, the two games that take this from a okay season to a great season or a disaster are Florida and Tennessee. So you got Florida, which is down as the closest margin, I think, to like a complete draw. Auburn's at 52.1% chance to win that game. That game is so incredibly important. And it's incredibly important just to get to, if you want to get to 7+ wins, but it's so much more important with all the other outside storylines. You know, all of the off the field stuff, the John Summerall storyline, the Eric Singleton storyline, all of that rolled into one. It makes for that game to be one of the most important on the list. You can't take any of the other ones for granted. You can't take Vanderbilt for granted. You can't take Mississippi State for granted. You got to go on the road. But this one is super important. I'm glad we get them earlier in the year, week three. I think that's pretty big too. And then you look over at Tennessee. And something about this game just makes me feel it. The more I think about this game, the more I think about this matchup, it feels like Tennessee is gettable. It's also fun that this one's early in the year. So you could run off four in a row, be mega hot walking into Knoxville and kind of ready to, you know, make a statement. The Tennessee game could be a lot like, maybe not to this high of a level, but in 2013, didn't really know what Auburn had until they went to Texas A&M. And that was a game, obviously, everybody remembers. It was a back-and-forth deal, and you won that game. And I think even Auburn fans felt like – I think all Auburn fans felt like – you were okay with what was going on, but when you won that game, it felt like, man, there's something here. Like this team has a chance to make some real noise. Sure, they're going through a quarterback situation where they're trying to decide which direction they're going to go. It's probably going to be a young guy, but they've recruited really well. They're going to be a talented team. It's going to be a tough – it's going to be a tough game, period. Like, it's not going to be just a pushover. But those first four games will be really fun, but you walk into Knoxville and come out with a win, then you could be set up for some special things. So let me know what you think about these projections. Again, you got seven games where Auburn's favored to win. Florida's really close. Again, only 2.1% above it being a draw. The rest are pretty comfortable projections. And then you got Tennessee, LSU, and Ole Miss are all in the 30% chances to win. You got Ole Miss at 32, LSU at 32.7, and Tennessee at 34.7. So that's not incredibly out of reach from a percentage chance. I think this is all fair. I think it lines up with which games are the most important. If Auburn wants to not only just get by and just get to a bowl, but actually make a statement, I think these percentages reflect which games are the most gettable and the most important as well. So let me know what you think. We're going to talk Nike and Auburn. Auburn had four guys sign with Nike, which I think is really, really cool, kind of continuing what was started last year. We're going to talk about that in just a second and the impact. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to the PTAC, Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika. Still hot. It's not getting any cooler anytime soon. Go get a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis on your AC, and beat the daggum heat. And if you have any issues, over $300, they're going to knock $50 off that total. It's in Opelika at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans Parkway, where two parkways collide. And it's quite literally jammed right in the corner right there. So you can't miss it. You can't miss it if you get to the corner of those two parkways. It's open at 7 a.m. If you drop your car off between 7 and 9 vehicle, you get a $50 oil change. And that's probably the best deal in town. Can't beat that. A lot of y'all have taken advantage of that. We appreciate that. Keep showing some love. It's Precision Tune, Auto Care, and Opelika. And then we got buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. We're adding new businesses every single day. If you're a business owner, I mean, it's less than a dollar a day. It doesn't matter if you build houses, you sell things, insurance, real estate, all over the country. Doesn't matter. It's perfect for you. If I'm moving to Albuquerque, New Mexico, I want to be able to find out if there's any Auburn folks there. This needs to be the way that you do that. And then obviously, if you're in that process, that buying process, start with Auburn people first. It's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. All right, Auburn announces their four guys that sign with Nike. And I don't think the names are going to surprise very much, but you got Byron Brown. You got Xavier Atkins. You got Keyshawn Singleton. And I think I say that none of the names are going to surprise. Maybe one of them will surprise, and that's Chaz Nimrod. So I think last year you only had two guys sign. I think it was just Cam Coleman and Eric Singleton Jr. It's not anything that's necessarily new, but it's good that as Auburn's relationship with Nike grows, you get more people in there. I think Alabama had seven guys sign with Nike. So got to get closer to that number. You got to bring in elite talent. They have to produce. And then, you know, you get a chance to have that selling point. Four is good, though. I think if you can advertise that, hey, you're going to get, we're just going to be four plus players every single year that sign with Nike, that sign Nike deals, that's a huge recruiting feather that you can put in your hat. Sure, there's going to be other schools that have the same pitch, but it helps you stand out amongst the crowd. At least say, hey, we can do that too. We could do that too now. You can come be the face of Nike at Auburn. You can come be the face of Nike. You don't have to just go to Alabama or insert Nike school, Texas, or whoever all else are Nike schools, Georgia. You don't have to do that. You can come to Auburn now and do the same thing. And I think those four guys they picked are really good. Chaz was a surprise. I tried to think of who else might have deserved to be one. Jeremiah Cobb is one that I would have thought might have had a shot. Jeremiah Cobb's biggest hurdle, I feel like, in all of this is just that he's so quiet. I don't even know that he does much on social media. And I think obviously those are things that weigh into those decisions, like how big of a following do they have? How vocal are they? How much are they just talking about their name? And I guess I haven't looked at necessarily Chaz's Instagram handles or whatnot, but I know that he's projected to be one of the top, you know, receivers on the team. And then obviously Keyshawn Singleton, same thing. He had a big year last year. And maybe that's it. Maybe it's projecting on a lot of production too. And Auburn's going to throw the ball. Feels like a lot more, run a lot more plays. So maybe those wide receivers will catch fire. And then I guess help Nike recoup their investment. It's a new world we're living in, and there's new things to learn about. And I think they're fun. And one of them is now high school players are signing with Nike also. So it's not just Auburn football players. High school players are also signing. And Auburn had a commit. And I think this is pretty big because there's not many of them. But Mycen Johnson Cook signs with Nike as well, making him one of only 11 high school guys that make up Nike's NIL roster. Nike strengthens the most dominant roster in football with these 11 signees, and Mycen Johnson Cook is one of them. Hey, another selling point. Hey, if you come to Auburn, because I would imagine all of these guys are committed to Nike schools. I see Elijah Haven, which is the quarterback, committed to Alabama on the list. And Alabama's obviously a Nike school. So I'd imagine a lot of these guys are sort of in line to go to a Nike school. Hey, come to Auburn and you could potentially, especially if you're a highly rated guy, and you could be in line to get one of these very few and coveted Nike sponsorship deals for high school kids, like before you even get here. So a lot of positive momentum lately, I feel like, on the NIL, in the NIL space. I know some of it is a sore subject and touchy, and I get that. A lot of stuff we talked about yesterday is that way, and that's fine. That's to be expected. But this is big for a number of reasons. Mycen Johnson Cook, he comes from a state, I think, that allows you to earn NIL while you're in high school. So there's some things there that are kind of tying him to Auburn, if you kind of catch my drift. And then you got throw in the Nike piece as well. I think there's some people have been talking about the potential of him being, you know, a flip candidate. I think this is just another thing to kind of show that that's not really the case. And it's going to be a lot harder for Auburn to lose this kid than it would be maybe 5-6 years ago. So take that. Just think about that and you'll kind of understand what I'm talking about. Yeah, I mean, it's good stuff. A lot of positive news for Auburn on the NIL front heading into media days. I feel like Auburn's right where they need to be hype-wise going into media days. Haven't really had that blockbuster negative story yet. Feels like there's always one that, you know, shakes things up. Kind of dodged a lot of those. And I think you can kind of point back to Alex Golish there. Don't be stupid. Be who you say you are. All the sayings that you hear him preaching, at least as of now, they seem to have paid off. So good stuff there. Let's jump into the Jack Arse of the Week, brought to you by Jack Arse Rentals. Hey, if you're in the East Alabama, West Georgia area, if you're around Columbus or, you know, anywhere in Lee County and surrounding areas, and you got a project and you need some heavy equipment, but hey, I don't want to go buy a skid steer. I don't want to go buy a Mini X. I know how to drive one. I can do it myself. Hey, this is the place you need to go. Jack Arse Rentals. If you use coupon code BARN10, you can get 10% off at checkout online or in person. Show them some love. It's Jack Arse Rentals. All right, this week's Jack Arse of the Week is from the golf world. You guys know I love golf, and I apologize. If you don't love golf, hey, we'll talk to you on Monday. We'll see you on Monday. But my Jack Arse of the Week is Sir Nick Faldo. He's obviously, if you follow golf at all, big time major winner in the 80s and 90s. He does golf commentating for, I think, Sky, whatever Sky is over, you know, across the pond. And he's attacking our guy, Bryson DeChambeau. Everybody loves to attack Bryson DeChambeau. And his specific quote was that he doesn't have any strategy when it comes to playing in an open. He just comes over here. He has no strategy, has no plan. And Bryson yesterday happened to go out and the very first round shoot a 3-under. I guess it would be a 67. Put him, I think it's in the top five, and actually played the course very strategic. Unveiled some shots that he doesn't typically use, and he let Sir Nick Faldo know about it in the post-round press conference by using the word strategy three times in, I think, 18 seconds. I would show you the clip, but we'll get demonetized. They might, you, the YouTube ninjas will come get us. Not going to happen. But it just goes along. If you follow golf at all, there's this old head group of people that can't stand YouTube. They can't stand anything other than what's played on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, doing it the way that you've always done it from the 1960s and 70s on. And Bryson's obviously outside of the box, and he's a really good player. He's just struggling this year, and they seem like they've been rooting for him to struggle. So hopefully he can continue to play good golf. If he could win, I would lose my mind. I think it'd be awesome, be hilarious after all the trash talk. I would really enjoy that. If you don't like golf, sorry. I do. So I'm going to talk about it. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for joining. Make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe. Y'all have a great weekend. SEC Media Days is next. Starts next week. Oh, man. Football season is inching closer. Really appreciate y'all. We'll talk again very, very soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.